Before we get into today's episode, let me tell you about patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. There, you can listen to episodes 2 days earlier, as well as get exclusive shows such as So Tell Me, an introspective podcast by my crazy life, hosted by Chalfie, the D&D podcast, an entertainment podcast with Delvin Jr. talking about all things pop culture, On Shuffle, a music podcast hosted by Mike Fowler, and much, much more. So go to patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. That's patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. I want to give a special shout out to Patreon producer Mikey Famin, host of the Ben Podcast and Dig on America. Thank you. Welcome to the Delvin Cox Experience, the podcast which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite across the diversity. I'm your host, Delvin Cox, and with me this week on the podcast is a special guest, someone who, I guess you could say inspirational. He inspires nobility, as his Twitter name says. So let him know who you are, brother.
Well, I am aspiring nobility. I'm a content creator. I create Star Wars and superhero content. I believe that we should always aspire to be a noble individual. And I think superheroes and these heroes within Star Wars represent that nobility that we should chase and try to be like. Superman is a big inspiration for my name, actually, because I see Superman as the most noble individual, this person with this incredible power and strength. And he still finds the time to stop people from jumping off of buildings. He finds the time to go visit children in the hospital. He's such an incredible character, and I can only dream to be like him.
I love it. That is amazing. I'm glad you brought that up. Before we get into it, brother, as always, we'd like to start the podcast off with the 5 for 5. 5 questions, 5 answers to get the ball rolling. Aspire, you ready?
Let's do it.
Question number one. You're going down the cereal aisle. Which box of cereal are you picking up and going away with?
Well, you're starting off really difficult questions here. I was not ready for that one. Honestly, at the moment, it's the Trix Minis. I don't know if you've seen the mini
versions. I have not seen those.
Yeah, so they make like all these different cereals, but mini. And I have a 2-year-old, so...
Okay.
That's the go-to. Like, he sees the Trix Minis. That's what we're grabbing for sure.
I like it. I am a Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy myself.
Love them. Love them. I think they got the minis in those, too.
Oh, I might need to get those, then.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Question number two. And since you brought up Superman, I'm going to ask you this question.
Let's do it.
What is your favorite version of Superman?
Favorite version of Superman? This is going to sound... so unbelievably unoriginal. But I had, like, are we talking movies or are we talking comics?
Out of all Superman.
Superman. Okay.
The cartoons, the movies, the comics.
Oh, bringing in a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Honestly, to sound completely unoriginal, mostly because James Gunn actually recommended the comic, it's got to be All-Star Superman.
Okay.
Has to be.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that answer. That's a good one. All-Star Superman is pretty cool. I grew up on Justice League Superman, the Superman animated series.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of the one I always lean towards because, you know, that's the one I like. All right, this is awesome. You know, I was always a Batman fan as a kid, so.
Oh, huge, yeah. I have a Batman and Superman comic I'm working through right now, so.
Okay, yeah, they're dope. The Batman and Superman comics are always really good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Question number three. Spire, what's the dumbest thing you think you've done as a kid? Ever done as a kid? Well, you're young now still, so that couldn't have been that long ago.
Okay, really quick sidebar question. How old do you think I am?
You said you have a kid that's two.
I do.
I'm going to say 25.
Close. I turned 25 in October. Yep.
Okay.
You're really close. I'm surprised. A lot of people guess a lot younger.
I was going to guess a lot younger, but the kid thing was a hit to me. Like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Because I originally was going to say like 21, 22. Like, he has a kid. So I'm going to say 25 to be safe.
Yeah, that's usually what I get around early 20s. So, yep.
Because I figure if you have a two-year-old and you're 21, 22, you're probably like, your hair's going to be like gone.
I think I've already started to get gray. I'm 24 years old getting some gray.
Yeah. Don't worry. Those terrible twos go away quickly. Because I had my first kid, I think I was 26 when my son was born. And I'm 43 now. And he took most of my hair.
Gone. All right, I'm sorry. What was the question? Let's go.
What's the dumbest thing you think you've ever done as a kid?
Oh, man. Dumbest thing I ever did as a kid. Whew. That's a really difficult question. Honestly, I don't remember a whole lot. But I definitely, I feel like every kid goes to those stages where like, oh, I'm going to run away. My life's just terrible. It's the worst.
Yes.
So I used to actually have a spot that I would run away to, quotations. It was literally just inside the woods right outside my house.
Okay.
Honestly, that's where I would run to. I would stay there for like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I think they got the point. I think they got it. Be there 5 minutes and then come back.
You know what? I blame TV sitcoms for this. Because they always had that episode where the kid runs away from home and it's always like 15 minutes. Like,
that was like my main character moment, you know?
Yeah, I get it. That's like, hey, I'm running away from home and I'm never coming back. Then they leave for like 10
that'll
minutes.
I'll beat you. Yeah.
Then they leave for 10 minutes like, all right, I'm back.
I take my Mickey Mouse stuffed animal, my little backpack, I'm gone for 5 minutes.
I got you. I dig it. All right. Question number four. I'm going to go Star Wars with you.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, boy. Ooh.
Jedi or Sith? And also, what color lightsaber do you want?
Ooh. Okay. Honestly, I think if we were to throw in the not canon gray Jedi, that's what I think I would be.
I was gonna let you add that one too. I'm glad you brought that one up. Yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle. I think the Jedi have their flaws. I think attachment is actually a good thing. But a lot of things that they view as evil and terrible can be used in a really good way. I try to see the good in everything. So I think I'm like right in the middle of that, to be honest.
Yeah, that seems the way to go.
For sure.
Cause all this, once the Jedi were like, hey, you can't have relationships, you can't have sex. Like, all right, I don't think I want to be with you guys. Like,
yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't think I'm a bad guy, but I'm going to see what these Sith guys are doing over here. Like,
I want to do good in the galaxy, but can I do that with like a little force lightning or something? You know?
Yeah, can I?
Like that's kind of sick.
Can't have me a little side chick or nothing like that? Being goody two shoes, I can't get none? Nah.
Anakin did it. Why can't I, you know?
Exactly. Like, nah, we gotta negotiate this.
Yep.
That's why I was so when I saw Mace Windu, like, he had to be doing something. There ain't no way Mace Windu's out
100%.
There doing all this stuff. He's like, single.
Sure. I mean, now we got Grogu. What about Yoda?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Whoa. Him and Yaddle, maybe? Who knows? Yeah.
That's a good point. How are these creatures getting made if they can't have relationships? Yeah.
Yep. Those are the only two of that species that we know of. One's female, one's male.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good point.
Who knows?
Solid point.
As for lightsaber color, though, honestly, I absolutely love the white lightsabers.
Those are cool.
And I think that whole process of actually making a white lightsaber, I don't think a lot of people know that. that whole process. And I hope they kind of explore that a little bit in the Ahsoka series.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think they will.
I hope so. I would love, there's two things I haven't seen in Star Wars yet that I really want to see outside of comics and novels, obviously, is like maybe Vader making his red lightsaber.
Okay. Yeah.
So putting all your hate and anger into a kyber crystal and seeing that would be insane.
I agree.
And then also purifying a red kyber crystal.
Okay. I like it. Let me ask this question, a little side question.
Okay.
What's your favorite type of lightsaber?
Ooh, favorite type of lightsaber. I really like Cal Kestis's lightsaber, where he can kind of separate it into two, but he can put it together. It can be a one
that is
blade,
a cool one.
Two blade. He can put it, such a good lightsaber. I also really like, I'll probably get a lot of hate for this because I made a video about it one time and people blowing up my comments like, you are a terrible person for whatever. But I really like Ezra Bridger's original lightsaber with the blaster on it.
That is a cool one.
That's sick. I think it's awesome.
I always thought that was a really cool one. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, I like both of those.
And it's kind of smart to have that. Like, hey, I have a...
Oh, yeah. Like, so many times you're just, like, gridlocked in a battle with a lightsaber, and you're just like, oh, well, I had a little blaster attached. I just shoot him.
Yeah, that solves a lot of problems. I know that this might get more hate than what you were saying. I kind of like Kylo Ren's crossguard.
So I have a lot of issues with the Seagulls, but his crossguard, I don't have a problem with.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool weapon.
Yeah, I literally just posted a video like yesterday or the day before of like a 19-minute long video of why I don't like the Seagulls. And I actually go in depth and kind of explain it a little bit. But Kylo Ren, I talk about Kylo Ren. I think he's an interesting character. I like his lightsaber. No problem with Kylo at all.
I agree. I dig Kylo. I think I cannot get back in that conversation about those movies. I absolutely love Episode 7. Like, Episode 7 is one of my favorite Star Wars movies.
It's really not bad. It's not a bad. I mentioned this in my video. I think it's a strong start to the sequel trilogy. Yes. I do have some issues with it, but and I think later on they kind of ruin it more with the final two.
I hate episode 8 and 9. I really hate episode 8. Like with a passion. I hate episode 8 and 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they had a strong start, but then they did.
I think
where it really went wrong is whenever they changed directors, who had both of these directors that worked on these sequel movies had such different directions they wanted to go with the story. And then they switched back and it's kind of like, well, now we got to try to fix it. So
yeah, that's exactly what it was. Originally it was three different directors for three different Star Wars movies in the same trilogy, which is a bad idea.
Yep. Oh yeah. Terrible.
And then one of them they had dropped out, and then it just became a thing like, oh, we have to fix this. And it's like, oh, what y'all did was wrong. Like, it didn't work.
Yep. And then that's how we get the line of somehow Palpatine has returned. It's like,
oh my God, why is he here?
So Anakin did all of that for nothing?
Essentially, yeah.
Yep. It was brought balance to nothing. Literally nothing. He didn't kill him. So
yeah. All right. Question.
Better not get started on that.
And it's gonna be a fun one.
Excited.
All right, we're gonna go Rogue One style.
Okay.
You have to assemble a team to get the plans for the Death Star. But it can't be anyone from Rogue One.
Okay.
But anybody you want, who are you getting to steal the plans for the Death Star? Let me add this caveat in there. Vader's there.
Vader's there?
Vader is 100%
okay.
There.
Vader. Okay. Oh, boy.
So let me correct that a little bit. Vader and the Emperor, because I don't want you to pick those two. They're there.
Yeah, I mean,
they're in the Death Star. So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. How many characters am I getting here?
Give you five.
Five characters. Okay. Honestly, let's go. It can be from any time. Like any point.
It could be. I would say any piece of fiction. It could be Star Wars. It could be anything.
Okay, I'm probably just gonna go with Star Wars characters, to be honest, because I find the arguments of like who would win in a battle versus like Spider-Man or Darth Vader, I find those really silly, because if you take someone who has force abilities against someone who does not have force abilities, I mean, they can just pick them up and throw them around with the force. It's not, but
yeah, that's a good point.
Let's see. Wow. Okay. I got to go. I really like Darth Maul as a pick.
Okay.
I think Maul in his prime, you see this happen whenever him and Savage fight the Emperor. The Emperor kind of toys with him a little bit, yeah. But I think the Emperor's hatred and honestly Vader's hatred towards Maul would distract them quite a bit.
Yeah. I was going to ask this question since you brought up Maul. When do you think is Maul's prime?
Maul's prime, I would say, honestly, is either whenever he's actually in control of Mandalore with the Darksaber.
Okay, yeah.
Or in Rebels. Rebels, towards the end, he starts to get a little bit out of his prime, I think, because of his obsession with Obi-Wan.
Yes.
But I think like there's a sweet spot right in there.
I think so too. Because some people say his prime is like episode one.
No.
I don't think that's his prime. I think that was just like, his prime is more or less in that Clone Wars, Rebels area, Savage Opress.
Yeah, he's. I loved Savage, and then just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but doesn't end well.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, so
Maul's one. That's a good
Maul
one.
Maul for sure. I think, yeah, I mean, I think Maul would also bring back a lot of memories for Vader as Anakin from his childhood.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's
a good point.
Yeah. Because a lot of people don't know this, but when Anakin was actually training as a young kid that you actually don't see on screen or in shows, he programs a robot to look and fight like Darth Maul. So he can train against it and fight it to impress everyone.
That's a cool fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Really, really cool. So he hates Maul. He hates him. So I think that's a really good distraction.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Ahsoka.
Okay.
Probably she's every now and then I'm like battling between who's my favorite between Anakin / Vader and Ahsoka. So I love both of those characters.
I will say this. I think Ahsoka is the best modern Star Wars character there is.
Oh, she's so good.
And that says a lot because I think there's some really good ones. Like, you know, you have Rey. I think Finn has potential. I think even there's a lot of good Star Wars characters, whether you like the movies or not, or even TV shows. There's a lot of good ones. But Ahsoka is so cool because you watch her beginning for her being kind of like a kid to now, and it's just an amazing journey.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. She's great. Man, I feel like I need to throw a bounty hunter in there.
Okay.
I'm not going to go with what a lot of people think I'm going to say. I'm not going to pick Boba Fett.
Thank God.
I'm going to pick Cad Bane.
Cad Bane's good.
I love Cad Bane.
Cad Bane's pretty good.
I mean, this guy took on Obi-Wan Kenobi by himself and kind of won. He kind of beat Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that's someone that Vader's never beaten. Vader never beat Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Even in A New Hope, he never beat him.
Yeah.
When he dies. I mean, but that was very purposeful. I had to have a bounty hunter. Had to. He's gotta be in there. Let's go. So that's three. My four. I feel like you gotta have Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
It's hard to pass him up, especially if we're going to go with like Legends version of Luke, because he's unreal.
Yes, he is. He's amazing.
I mean, he can move black holes in space with the Force. It's like, okay. And then my last one, I really want to throw out like a really surprising answer. Oh, man. I need a droid. That's what I'm missing. I knew I was missing a droid.
Okay.
I need a droid. I'm going to go with Chopper.
Chopper's good.
Chopper. He's fantastic. I love that. I love that little droid. I'm excited to see him in live action.
Yeah, awesome.
I think that's my five. Got to have a droid to store the Deathline Star, like the plans for the Death Star, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have to. Yeah.
Chopper's a good choice for that.
That's my main ones.
Let's get to it. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Tell everybody about your YouTube channel and all the things that you do and how you inspire people. And how did you even come up with this whole idea and this concept?
Yeah, so the whole idea of this, kind of, I drew a lot of inspiration from not only comic book characters, but other content creators. Supes was a major one, probably like a year or so ago. Straw Hat Goofy, Tropical Joe, all those guys, Star Wars Theory on YouTube. A lot of people kind of saying that he's a little toxic, and sometimes he might be, and I don't agree with all of his takes, but just that type of content and the things that he's doing with his content is really inspiring.
Okay.
Him creating his own fan film. I hope to eventually build to that. I do have like a rough draft of a script for a fan film I want to do, which I think could be really interesting. I've never seen it done before. So okay. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But yeah, just all these different creators. And the one thing I've noticed with a lot of them, especially more recently, is they'll hype up a project after like maybe like early viewings or showings, or maybe they're getting paid to do so for marketing, whatever it may be, and they switch up their opinions pretty quickly depending on what the general populace thinks of the film or the series, whatever. And that's just something I've never done. I've seen a hole in that type of content that I feel like I can fill. I'm always genuine, and I don't care to be invited to these premieres or work on these projects with all these people. I don't care to do that. That's not what I'm making content for. I just want to be myself, which is something I also pull from not only how I was raised, but also these superheroes that I absolutely love, and the characters in Star Wars that I love. So being genuinely myself is pretty much my content. It just so happens I'm a massive nerd, and I got pretty lucky. My wife did not know that when she got with me. So here we are. Yeah. So, growing up, I was always really into sports, and I could probably find the news article written about me in high school where they interviewed me and they're like, yeah, so who's like your role model? And I don't mention like the really obvious ones, like, oh, my dad, my mom, the president, the whatever. None of that even came to my head. It was, yeah, I love superheroes. It's in the news article written about me.
That's cool.
That when I was playing football, like they asked me about football and they're like, yeah, you're pretty good, but where do you get like inspiration and stuff from? And I'm like, superheroes. I think they represent everything that we should strive to be. And I think that the superheroes we're creating and have created 100, 1,000 years into the future, when they look back at American society, at the world society, at that point will be ancient. This ancient society, you look at the characters they created and wrote stories about to see what the society was actually like and the values that they had. And we do that today, looking back at like Greek gods and all these different gods. They created these characters, they created these stories about them. And we're like, yeah, that's how their society believed. These are their values. This is what they thought. And the same thing is going to happen with us in the future. But I believe with superheroes.
I think I agree. I think it's interesting to have these superheroes and these touchstones of life that people are going to be able to go back to 20, 30 years from now, 100 years from now.
Exactly.
And say, okay, this is what this culture believed in, and this was their heroes, and these are the values that they kind of put forth and thought positive. So let me ask you this. I think this is another important question to ask you. I'm glad you mentioned superheroes. Who was the first superhero, or which was the first superhero that you ever kind of fell in love with? Was it Superman? Was it Batman?
First superhero I ever fell in love with was Spider-Man, actually. I feel like Spider-Man is a character that has something for everyone. It doesn't matter what you're going through. There is probably a Spider-Man story that he went through something very similar.
That is true. Let me ask this, because you're young enough now. Which Spider-Man?
Ooh. Oh my.
Yeah, because you're young enough where it was at least two Spider-Mans at the time, like Peter or Miles. So yeah.
Yeah. I actually just made a short about a YouTube short and a TikTok about this. I think that Miles is slowly becoming one of the greatest ever. I love Miles. I think Across the Spider-Verse was the best superhero film. I really believe that. I loved it so much. 10 out of 10. But for me, Peter Parker will always hold a special place. I think he's got the experience. He never had that mentor, except, you know, maybe in the movies or some runs where Iron Man or whoever was his mentor, but nobody was ever there to tell him, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that because that's not the type of person you are. He was still trying to hide his identity, but even when doing that, he was always Peter Parker, no matter when he was, if he was wearing the mask or not. And that's, yeah, Miles is a great kid. He's a great Spider-Man, but he also had Peter there to help him kind of form into this great superhero that he really is. And for that, Peter's always going to hold a special place.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me a lot of Wally West and Barry Allen.
Exactly.
Because there's a generation of people who Barry Allen is their Flash.
That's me.
And then there's a generation of people, I think particularly in the 90s, where Wally West was like the main Flash for a long time. So yep. That's their Flash. And then you flip it again to this generation and have the Flash TV show.
Yep.
And Barry Allen's a lot of people's Flash again.
Yep.
So yeah. It's really interesting like that. I think Peter and Miles kind of have that same thing where some people look at Peter as their Spider-Man, and at the same time they look at Miles like, this is my Spider-Man because it's the Spider-Man I grew up off of now at this point. Yep.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be like my son's generation when they grow up to be like, yeah, Miles is my Spider-Man. That's who I grew up with.
Yes.
And I love that for the character because the character is so good. Some really interesting abilities that we never even thought we'd see Spider-Man have until Miles showed up.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, like going back to the Flash thing, the Flash is my favorite superhero at the moment. Superman is starting to get up there, but the Flash is my favorite superhero, and probably because I grew up on the Flash TV series that really like got me diving into the Flash comics. And I think Flashpoint is one of the greatest runs ever. I love that series. I love that line. So good.
I find it cool that your generation has that Flash TV show.
Yep.
And my generation had the one from the 90s.
Yep.
And the Flash TV show melts those two together in a cool way.
Yeah.
Like, so it's something like, even like my son's 17. We can bond with that. Because I used to love the Flash TV show. The first 5 seasons of the Flash TV show, I watched religiously.
Oh yeah, it was, and then the middle, it kind of wasn't that great, but yeah.
But I love that your generation kind of has that, even like the Arrowverse and stuff like that. It makes me super happy that this world is not like we're not starving for superhero content. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, when 15 to 20 years, somewhere in that area ago, you like, oh yeah, like Superman, nerd, get picked on. But now it's just kind of like, look at the MCU. Oh my gosh, everybody's all about it.
Yeah, it's a different time now. You know, back then, you couldn't really say you like superhero stuff like that. Now it's like, we all do.
everybody has their favorite superhero now.
Yeah, like, I'll tell you the story. I've talked about it before recently. When I went to go see Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse, like I said, my son's a huge Morales fan. He didn't tell me that leading up to the Spider-Verse premiere, he was making his own Miles costume.
What?
So a week out, he was looking for gloves and I think some shoes.
Oh, gotta have shoes, yeah.
So I helped him. Well, we went to a dollar store because the Nikes was like $200 and he didn't have $200 clearly. He's 17 years old. So right. We went to a dollar store and found some lookalike Nikes that were cool. And I ordered him the gloves and the mask off of Amazon. And he looked amazing. I'll send you the pictures, but he looked amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The whole night.
I love that.
At the premiere, people was taking pictures with him and stuff like that. He had a blast. And it's just, it's moments like that that make me realize how important comics are to people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It gives a lot of people hope when and inspiration when there might not be any to go around. Yeah. So I love it. I love it so much. And, you know, dressing up like that, I eventually want to build a cosplay. I don't know which character yet. I think the body type I'm working towards is like Flash Spider-Man-ish, somewhere in between probably. And I used to dress up as the Green Arrow when I was in high school and would go.
That's a good one.
Would go to events, to like children's hospitals, to reading events. We would read to kids, like autism events or special needs events. It was an absolute blast and probably some of my favorite moments of my entire life. And I want to get back to that, especially as my son grows up. I would love to see him get into that as well.
That is really cool. That is cool, man. What was that like? How did you even get into that? Like, that's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, so a friend that I played football with, a friend that I grew up with, his dad was super into it. They started their own little company called Bam Pow in Knoxville, Tennessee. And so I just started going with them. They provided the costume for me and everything. And I'm really appreciative of that experience and that family. They're great people. Yeah, they would just invite me every now and then. I'd be like, yeah, I would love to go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you are such a positive young man and you kind of like with your YouTube channel and stuff like that, you're building up positivity and stuff and you're talking about different things that's on your mind, things that you love.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate you saying that, but also I don't want to like just skip past that. It's in the name, Aspire Nobility.
Yes.
We're aspiring, but we are human, so we always fall short.
Of course.
So with me, I don't care to debate with people in the comment sections or whatever it may be. So, you know, sometimes it gets away from me and I get that. We're all human and I'm not ever gonna try to hide those mistakes. So
I think the fact that you're trying to go this route of nobility and when people know that, because it's in your name.
Right.
They're going to try to push it. They're going to try to push their boundaries and stuff like that. They're going to see how far they can go with it. Like my podcast, you know, I'm always about diversity and things like that. So people sometimes try to test it. Are you really about diversity? Like, are you really willing to talk to everybody? I'm like, yes, I kind of am. And they'll try it. But, you know, you have to keep fighting for what you believe in and fighting for what's right. And I think you're doing a good job of doing just that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It means a lot, actually.
So what are your plans? What are your goals for everything that you're doing? I think it's cool. I think I appreciate that you're out there doing what you do for that matter.
Yeah. So as far as plans and goals, I'm really thankful for where I'm at right now. And obviously I have so much to learn within content creation. I feel like this is something that you never stop learning in, but I'm a religious person as well. I'm Christian. I believe in God and all that good stuff. So I pray for it. I do what I can to get this platform to give people hope and inspiration. And that's kind of like my main goal with this content is to inspire people to be a role model for so many people that don't have one. I've known way too many people that are not here with us right now because they didn't have any of those role models growing up, no matter how hard my family tried, other families tried. But I think with a larger platform, I can reach a lot of other people and inspire them to do good and be good. Not necessarily like me, because I know I've made my mistakes. Everybody's going to make their mistakes, but that is my main goal, is to have this platform to inspire and be a role model for younger people, older people, it doesn't matter.
I think it's good that you mentioned that you have your Christian faith. I think it's good that you're putting that positive word out there. I know in times like this, it can be challenging, you know, because there's much negativity out there in the world. And sometimes there's Christian hate. I get that. And I think that it's important that, because I also believe in God. I think it's important that you lead with love.
Absolutely.
So I feel like as long as you leading with love and leading with positivity, you can get through to people that you wouldn't necessarily always get through.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people with platforms talk about it, and just famous people in general, that maybe that person that commented on your post and is being super toxic has something going on in their life right now.
Yeah.
And that, like, oh my gosh, when I first started creating content when I was in college, I wasn't really focused on the whole superhero and Star Wars thing. This is fairly new for me, and I'm just now getting back into it because I had to go to basic training and tech school and everything, because I am in the military.
Okay.
So, but when I first started, I would see these really toxic comments, and then it's kind of like, oh, well, no, you suck. I'm not messing. You're messing up. You're a bad person. But now it's kind of like hearing all these quotes and things about maybe that person has something going on in their life. Now I feel obligated to comment back and be like, well, I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but I would love to help you out or talk with you in private, whatever it may be. I would love to help you if there's anything I can do.
That's a good way to look at things. That's a good positive outlook to have on things. And it's not an easy path you're going down, brother. Just let you know.
Oh.
It's not an easy path. But you know,
I know.
But if you stay that positive route and you accept people for who they are and help and work together with people. Because I'm all about unity. That's always been my thing. That's always going to be my thing. As long as you go around that righteous path, I think good things will come for you.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Absolutely.
Let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
You said that you were working on a Star Wars thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I have a rough script. Don't know how I want it to end yet, but...
what is that like? Because I don't know if you know this. I have a friend who made a Star Wars audio drama.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Her name's Crystal Storm. It's called Legacy, if you want to check it out. It's pretty popular. Legacy.
I'll definitely have to look into that.
Yeah, so that might be a route you might want to go. Legacy. An audio drama.
Yeah, I'm going to put that down really quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so my Star Wars story that I want to make... has almost nothing to do with Jedi or Sith.
Oh, that's interesting. Already you got me.
Yeah, so almost. I say almost because basically my story is set in... It starts on Coruscant, and we end up somewhere past the Outer Rim. Okay. So immediately after Order 66 and all the Jedi are eliminated...
My favorite period of Star Wars time, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. Palpatine... Yes. Actually orders them to collect all of the lightsabers of the Jedi, these weapons that the Jedi view as an extension of themselves. And he melts them down in front of everyone. This actually happens in Star Wars canon.
Okay.
So my story is about two orphans, a brother and a sister, who live on Coruscant immediately after Order 66. They are force sensitive, and they've, because of the war and everything going on, they've kind of escaped the Jedi. They've also kind of hidden from Palpatine on the lower levels of Coruscant. So after the lightsabers are gathered up to be melted down, they actually sneak into the palace to steal these lightsabers from Jedi that they'd only heard stories about how cool these weapons were. And while they steal them, there are some guards that see them taking them. They run and they hide on this cargo ship that takes off, and they didn't expect it to. So they end up, these two orphans, younger, end up with two lightsabers, past the Outer Rim on this planet they'd never been to before.
That is cool.
So, and eventually it's kind of like, there's this world, obviously back in the Old Republic era, the High Republic era, Jedi and Sith were kind of exploring the galaxy and really like spreading their reach as far as they could. So there's a lot of things lost to this current timeline that we're talking about. And this world that they end up on, they find a temple and they find a holocron, and they eventually, messing around with this, some of their force abilities that they don't quite understand, they open this holocron and they start learning from an ancient Jedi master. And then eventually they also find a Sith holocron. And it kind of goes back and forth, like a struggle between light and dark. One of the siblings turns to the dark. And then it's up to the other sibling to try to save them or end their life. So not a Jedi, not a Sith, just two kids that made a mistake and now they're here.
That's amazing. I like that idea. That's a great concept. I hope you follow through with it.
Yeah, I definitely want to. I think I might end up playing the brother myself.
Okay.
I've been an extra in a few things. And then right before I left for Basic, I got offered a lead role in like a YouTube series.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think I could do it. I just got to get a good group of people around me that also know what they're doing. So
yeah, that makes sense. Just know that Rome wasn't built in a day. Take your time. It's your passion project. Put your love into it and just do your thing. Have fun with it, man.
Yep.
It'll work out.
Yeah.
Man, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun. I appreciate you asking me to come on here. I really, really am having a blast.
My pleasure, brother. Anything you want to say before we go?
Honestly, just be you, be genuine, always stick to who you are, no matter who is telling you to be different, because you are special. You're the only one of you on this planet, and don't ever forget that.
That's a great message to put out there. I like it. Let them know where to find you at, brother.
You can find me over at Twitter, Instagram, Aspire Nobility. You can also find me on TikTok, YouTube. I live stream 3 days a week on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm in Colorado. So you can find me on all these platforms, Aspire Nobility. And then also, if you're in Denver at the end of this month, I'm going to be at the Denver Fan Expo to meet Hayden Christensen. So if you
see me there, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. If you see me there, say hey.
There you go. Thank you guys for listening. As always, Delvin Cox Experience, we are out. Peace.